This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Vladimir Putin has offered a truce in the Ukraine war, but Kyiv has soundly rejected his offer. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Putin says he'd immediately order a ceasefire and start peace talks if Ukraine starts pulling troops out of four regions Moscow annexed 2 years ago and gives up plans to join NATO. At the alliance's headquarters, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin notes Putin's the one who illegally occupied sovereign Ukrainian territory.
He is not in any position to dictate to Ukraine what they must do to bring about peace.
Kyiv says Putin's proposal is absurd and aimed at undermining diplomatic efforts toward peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japan's delegation to the G7 summit in Italy have welcomed a final document produced by the group that focuses on Indo-Pacific security. The island country has seen tensions rise around its territory after geopolitical moves by China, Russia, and North Korea. Japanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Maki Terada Kobayashi.
If you see all these Russia, North Korea rapprochement during the past months, all in all, the security of Indo-Pacific is also very much interrelated with Euro-Atlantic security.
The second day on Friday opened with a session on migration, with the leaders discussing ways to combat trafficking and increase investment in countries from where migrants start out on often life-threatening journeys. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to be re-elected for a second term on Friday after his African National Congress party signed a last-minute coalition agreement with its longtime political rival as the new party.